Hey, H-Town. Sure, you can go in and check out a book with your library card, but it can do so much more. From access to new tech to checking out something you would have never imagined. Houston Public Library's Assistant Director of Customer Experience, Roberto Zapata, joins me to help you unlock your library card's full potential. It's Thursday, July 27th, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramsnali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Roberto, welcome in to CityCast Houston. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. First thing, there are 43 locations, right, in the Houston Public Library system. And that's a lot of locations. They're each unique. But which one's your favorite?
That's a great question. It's kind of like asking a parent, which is their favorite child, right? And so, I think every library here at Houston Public, they're just so unique and they do so much for the community. But if, you know, I had to name a place, it would be where I started my career, which is the Alief Neighborhood Library. So I started there back in 2003. I learned a lot of great things and it has always just held a special place in my heart.
That is awesome. Okay, let's talk about unique things that we can do with our library card, right? So, of course, you can go into the branch and find that perfect book, but what are some unique things that we can also get with the library card?
So there's a lot of unique things, I think, that people don't really associate with libraries. And so we just recently started a library of things. And so what a library of things is you can check out non-traditional library items. And so I think one of the most unique things that, you know, if I had to name one thing, that would have to be bakeware. So we're currently offering, you know, you can, with your library card, check out bakeware. So we have a variety of tins that you can check out. I was just looking at the list recently, and there's a tin there, specifically for Monster Face cupcakes. You know, so we have all sorts of different tins that you can check out to use at home. We know that a lot of times people want to experiment with baking. They may not necessarily want to invest in some good equipment for that. And so we've set that up so that people can start checking out bakeware at a library.
Hold on, back up. Hold on. So you can actually get equipment to bake cupcakes from the library. And when you check it out, is there like a contract you have to sign that you're going to wash it and bring it back in good condition? Or do you just bring it back and you have to wash it, Roberto? How does this work?
So they're actually placed into these boxes that have instructions on how to use them. And so definitely, okay. After use, you should wash them. But, you know, when you return them, we'll make sure that they're clean and ready for the next customer. But yeah, you can go to any location, pick up a baking tin, and if they don't have any at your location, you can go through our catalog, search for one, place a hold, and it'll be delivered to your favorite location, wherever that is.
Okay, that is absolutely awesome. So give me something else, because if that's what we're starting off with, I know there's more unique stuff.
So, I mean, I think in terms of our library card, you know, there's so much more than books available at our location. So as we talked about, there's a library of things, there's programs that you can go to. So right now we have three locations called Tech Links, and those are across the city. The newest one opened at Alief. And so at a Tech Link, you can go in and it's basically our makerspace. We have a full-fledged recording studio. You can go in there and record a song. You can go in there and edit videos. There's so many things that you can do at the library that, you know, our customers don't think about, but that we offer, and it's all for free. That's the beauty of it, that it's all for free. And for kids, so we have a lot of technology available also, so they can check out some STEM-related kits that they can use at home. So there's a ABC mouse that they can take home and experiment with coding so they can start learning how to code at a very young age. So I think there's something for everyone. And like I said, we just recently started this library of things and we're looking to expand, you know, beyond bakeware to other things that our customers are looking for.
How can people learn about the library of things? Is it online or do you have to come into an actual branch?
It's online, so you can actually just go to our website, houstonlibrary.org, and search under Browse, and you'll see a category there called Library of Things, and you can search for our materials there.
Okay, that is really cool. Like, I'm online right now looking at it. You also have game kits. As you mentioned, you've got the bakeware and the discovery kits. And this is so awesome. I love that because now it becomes a one-stop shop for all customers to get everything, right, in addition to books.
Correct. And I mean, I think with the Library of Things, especially during COVID, it became very clear to us very quickly that people were looking for options. And so that's why you see there under the Library of Things, the gaming kits, tabletop gaming, people were looking for things to do. And they're still very popular. They still check out, you know, people want things to do with their family on the weekends. And so we still get a lot of demand for those.
Okay, I am an e-reader. I love my Kindle, especially when I travel. I love just firing that thing up and reading an entire book if I can on one trip. Is that something that you offer as well? Can we just check out Kindle books or e-read stuff instead of just picking up physical copies?
Yes. So we do have a collection of e-audiobooks that you can check out. I always recommend the Libby app to anyone. So Libby, which is part of, it used to be called Overdrive. Now it's moved over to Libby. You can download that. It's very convenient, very easy to use. And you'll see a lot of different variety of materials that we have through that app.
And that is a traditional checkout system as well. I think a lot of people need to know about this, that you can place a hold because a book might not be available. So it's just like a normal book that you would go check out at a branch.
Correct. So if it's not available at the time that you're wanting to read it, you basically get on a holds list, and then you'll be notified when it's ready for checkout.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. All right, tell me about music, magazines, because every time I walk into a branch, you've got so many other offerings. Can people just check those out? And what do y'all offer?
So in terms of music, yes, we still have some of the more traditional CDs out there. And so you can check those out. We do offer some streaming services through some of our apps where you can download streaming music or, you know, you can view movies. And so that really is the area that we're seeing the most growth in is people want to be able to stream movies. They want to be able to stream music. And so while you can still go to a library and check out a CD, most of our customers are actually doing that online.
How do they do that?
So you go to our website. We have a couple of services for movies. So we have Canopy. Canopy offers some of the more independent movies. And we also offer a second service, and that one is called Hoopla, which you can find on our website as well. So if you go to research, it's one of the categories that we have in there. So Hoopla, you can download movies, TV shows, music. You, of course, need your library card to sign in and access those. For Hoopla, there's a lot of more of the popular music, more of the popular movies that you see out in the theaters.
And this is all free. You can get stream all this for free on Hoopla.
Correct. Anything that we offer is free. So this is just one of the many services that we offer that many of our customers aren't aware of. You know, they typically think of a library. They think of books, you know, that you go in and go to a story time. We have a lot of digital services available as well. And many of our customers, we noticed also during COVID, are opting to use more of those digital services, which is why we've expanded our offerings in terms of movies, in terms of books, music, and other digital streaming options.
That's nice to hear that a lot of people are using the digital side, but let's talk about the people that love the actual physical interaction. They love coming to the actual locations. What can customers do with their public library card in terms of using computers, booking rooms, maybe something else that I'm missing here? What else can they do?
So there is, physically, you'll notice there at the library that, you know, not only can you use your card to check out the materials that we have on hand, but you can also make reservations for meeting rooms. So we do offer meeting rooms at no cost, and those you can also reserve online through our website. We offer computers, as you mentioned. So a lot of our customers that don't have a computer at home, they go to the library to not only use a computer, but a lot of times they're applying for jobs, they're creating resumes, or, you know, that maybe they're just connecting with people or their family through email or chat or other services. We like to think that the library connects people, you know, not only to job opportunities or to news and different things, but it's also a vital connection for our customers that have family that they communicate with that may be in another country, another part of the U.S. So it's a vital resource for many of our customers.
That's so cool. That's a really good resource. How about in-person classes? I know there's a lot of different story times going on for young kids, but are there classes that people can come take?
Yes. So that we offer a lot of classes, not only for kids. So as you mentioned, we have story times, we have baby story times. So you can take your baby, your toddler to a story time specifically designed for that age group. But then also we have, you know, classes for adults. And so we do an English learning class. So we have some of those English learning classes at several of our locations. We offer computer classes. And a lot of times we partner with other organizations to be able to offer some special learning opportunities and different things that our customers are needing or are requesting.
All right. Let's talk about what's happening right now. There is a national reading crisis going on. And, you know, we need to get the kids reading more and get them excited as well. Is there something the card does specifically for them that could get them excited to read and stay encouraged when it comes to reading?
What I thought of right off the top of my head was, you know, right now we're in the middle of a summer reading program. And really the reason for a summer reading program for any library that does it is to help prevent that summer slide. So we know that kids are out of school for 2 months. And so the library steps in, we encourage families and children to register for summer reading so that they can continue developing those skills over the summer. And we try to make it fun, you know, so we try to make it fun by offering a lot of different activities throughout the summer. So you can come in for special story times. You can come in for some shows. You know, you can get a magic show, or you could get, you know, different opportunities to participate. And then for winter, too, we have a winter reading program for kids. Also, you know, we know that kids are out of school for about 3 to 4 weeks. We want to encourage their reading. We want them to continue to be able to step right back into school in January. So we offer those programs. And when you register for them, the way we try to encourage is, you know, they log their books into an online platform. Once they reach a certain level, they'll get a prize. And so kids come in regularly to pick up their summer reading prizes, you know, and that's just a way to encourage them to continue reading throughout the summer and really build a lifelong love of learning, which is, you know, one of our main goals is we want to develop lifelong readers, you know, through these programs.
And it's so true. It works. Like I used to do the reading challenges when I was young and I still to this day, well, in the summer, like there's just something about reading in the summer that sparks some joy in me, right? So it really does work.
The end game here is just encouraging our kids to continue reading and making sure that they develop those skills, because it's a very important skill, you know, as they're looking at colleges, as they're looking beyond high school, it's a very important skill to have.
Yeah, it really is.
I also want to mention that recently we have gone fines free. So if we have any customers out there that think, you know, they're going to get that bill for turning in their books late, we are no longer charging fines. Now, having said that, if you don't return a book, you'll still get a bill. But if you turn it in late, you won't get charged those fines. So you don't have to worry too much about, you know, those fines that can kind of creep up on you and possibly prevent you from checking out in the future.
Nice. That's good to hear. So how do we create a card now? If somebody does want to create a new library account or a card, how do we do it?
So the beauty of it is you can do it online. You can do it through our website. So you fill out the application. You'll get a library card number that you can start using right away to check out eBooks, check out some of our databases. We offer LinkedIn Learning, for example. So a lot of professional development that you can do through LinkedIn Learning, genealogy. There's just all sorts of things. And you can do it online. You can also come to one of our regular library locations and fill out an application. You'll get your library, a physical library card that you can then use as well for any of our physical materials in-house. And then you can also use that from home 24/7 anytime you want to watch a movie, do a little bit of professional development through LinkedIn, or, you know, just listen to music, anything that you want. But really, we just want to stress that that library card opens up so many doors. You know, it's almost impossible to talk about everything that we offer.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad you tried to, you know, lay out what we can take advantage of in this time. Maybe we'll do another episode because there's so many different things to do. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us on CityCast Houston.
Thank you.
That was Roberto Zapata. You can check out all the resources we talked about at houstonlibrary.org. All right, before we go, you want one more thing to do at the library? Well, you can check out President George W. Bush's new collection, Out of Many, One, Portraits of America's Immigrants, now through September 27th. The oil paintings and stories spotlight the journeys of immigrants to our country and the impact they've made. Tickets to the exhibition are free, but you should register with the link in our show notes. All right, that will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
I can't remember the name of it, and I'm kicking myself for not.
No, no stress at all. No stress at all. There's a lot of products I know to talk about.